Hello, and welcome to another Worldwide Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue to mourn Charlie Kirk as we are just in disbelief that our nation has turned to such violence. But today we continue our practice, as Charlie would, in First Letter of Timothy, Chapter 1, we're in verses 12 through 17 today for our practice. I am grateful to him who strengthened me, Christ Jesus, our Lord, because he considered me trustworthy in appointing me to the ministry. I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and an arrogant man, but I have been mercifully treated because I acted out of ignorance in my disbelief. Indeed, the grace of our Lord has been abundant, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Of these I am the foremost. But for that reason, I was mercifully treated, so that in me, as the foremost, Christ Jesus might display all his patience as an example for those who would come to believe in him for everlasting life. To the King of ages, incorruptible, invisible, the only God, honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. So as we continue to mourn Charlie Kirk this morning, we continue to turn towards Scripture as he asks us to each day, as all believers should each day, practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. So today in 1 Timothy 1, verses 12 through 17, the Apostle Paul offers a powerful testament to God's grace and mercy, contrasting his past as a persecutor of the church with the transformative love he has experienced through faith in Christ. Paul experiences gratitude for God's unfathomable patience and forgiveness, illustrating that no one is beyond the reach of divine redemption. It is through his own life that he emphasizes the potential for every individual, regardless of their past misdeeds, to find hope and renewal in faith. The world call on Jesus. Amen. In today's landscape, the message cannot be more relevant. The recent tragic shooting involving Charlie Kirk underscores a profound disconnection fueled by animosity and violence. The assailant, driven by disbelief and perhaps deep-seated anger, serves as a stark reminder of the consequences of allowing divine ideologies to foster hatred. Tragically, such actions not only harm the individuals involved, but fracture the fabric of our communities. As believers, we are called to rise above discord and express our disagreements with love, understanding, and compassion. The call is not to shoot our fellow Americans, whom we oppose, whether through violence or through vitriol, but to engage in civil discourse, grounded in faith. It is through our actions and expressions that we exemplify the transformative love that Christ demonstrated in Charlie Kirk. Our prayers should extend for peace, healing, and the courage to uphold kindness, even when it is difficult. Let us remember Paul's testimony of grace as an invitation to extend that same grace to others. In a world where violence tempts division, may we choose unity, expressing our beliefs while fostering a spirit of love and respect. Amen. Oh Lord, let us turn to you today in prayer as we continue to recite the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. As we continue to pray for the repose of the soul of Charlie Kirk. It's a day 2 novena for him today. As we continue to do this each and every day for the next 7 days, we call on the name of Jesus in prayer. As we say this each and every morning. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from 1 Timothy 1, it's verses 12 through 17. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's titled, Jesus Considered Me Trustworthy. In chains of sin I once was bound, a heart of stone where grace was drowned. Yet mercy found me, dark and lost. In love's embrace I learned the cost. With gratitude my voice is raised, for he who forgives and gives new days. I'm just a vessel, though I was weak. In Christ's great strength, his love I seek. Once persecutor, filled with pride, but now in truth I must abide. His grace abounds, it breaks the chain, transforming sorrow into gain. For every soul that feels alone, in darkness where no light has shone, there's hope for you. Remember this, in every heart there lies a bliss. Though trials come and doubts may loom, we shine his light in deepest gloom. With open arms, we're called to share the story of his love laid bare. So let us walk with faith aglow in every word and deed we sow. For in his mercy, we have found a Savior's love that knows no bound. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is September 12, 2025, recording this morning at 4:57 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today in Day 2 of a novena for the soul of Charlie Kirk. At 8:33 in Jesus' sweet name, the name of Jesus that Charlie called on each and every day. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.